Now we have our second feature, the nostalgia article written by Derek James, who looks back to when Norwich was known as the City of Dreadful Night. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
Today, the sparkling festive lights and decorations are shining in public places and on private houses across Norwich as we celebrate Christmas and the New Year. But there was a time, 110 years ago, when we lived in total darkness. Norwich was known as the City of Dreadful Night as a result of robust lighting regulations during the First World War, when 4,042 people were fined a total of £1,357.10 and 7 pence for breaking the strict rules. In 1915, until the end of the war, it was described as the darkest and most protected city in the whole country, and despite vigorous protests, no relaxation in the strict rules were made, and if anyone broke the law, the police came after them. Following the end of the First World War, our journalist W.G. Clark told the story of A City in Darkness and how the strict regulations may have saved many lives. He explained how, in pre-war days, the glow from the lights of Norwich at night could be seen out at sea between Yarmouth and Palling, and on the marsh level from the coast at Horsey. In October 1914, Norwich police received a communication that the superintendent of Trinity House Stores had visited Haysborough Lighthouse and complained the glare of the lights were plainly visible at a distance of 25 miles from the city. Nothing much happened until the officer commanding troops in Norwich issued an order that all non-essential lights should be extinguished or shaded, and it probably saved the city from bombing when the first Zeppelins were seen over Norfolk killing people in Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn in January 1915. Days later, 6,000 handbills of the lighting order were printed and distributed by special constables, and then Brigadier General Daniel issued a more stringent order whereby all lights other than those not visible from the outside of any building or navigation lights were to be extinguished between 5:30 p.m. and 7 a.m. It was also announced that in the event of further raids, the electric light would be cut off at the power station, and householders were advised to turn off the gas at the meter to make their dwellings as dark as possible. Events were cancelled, factories closed early, and traders were forced to shout, "We are open!" The main streets were whitewashed with a spraying machine fixed on a tractor. There was talk of some of the restrictions being lifted, but then, in November 1915, the officer commanding the Royal Flying Corps at Mousehold Aerodrome flew over the city after dark and could still see lights. More measures were taken. But WG did say that on nights of extreme darkness, conditions were not without a comic aspect, with people not being able to walk to find their way home or walking into the wrong house. Nervous people of both sexes shrieked out every time they heard footsteps, and thoughtless people did much execution with umbrella ribs, he wrote. Some protected themselves from collisions by a luminous disc pinned to their clothing. Never was there so little traffic in the Norwich streets after nightfall, said W.G.
Thank you, Sarah.